Today, we will be taking a closer look at NTK Cutting Tools' JRF Cutter, a tool that's turning heads in the world of HRSA, that's heat-resistant superalloy machining.
At the core, NTK introduced something no one else had done before, a triple-blade configuration cutter using ceramic negative inserts, even at small diameters like 5/8 or 0.625 inches. By integrating double-sided high-strength negative inserts, you get 6 usable cutting edges per insert, which significantly reduces tooling costs and maximizes productivity.
Plus, with 3 inserts instead of the typical 2 in that diameter range, you can ramp up feed rates. NTK lists maximum table feeds of up to 283 inches per minute for the smallest cutter.
That's serious material removal, especially for materials like Inconel and titanium.
The design goes deeper. The inserts have an extended lifespan chip breaker that reduces flaking by lowering the cutting edge from the clamping surface, a patented design. Combine that with NTK's new clamp system, which increases clamping force to stop any insert movement even during aggressive cuts.
But the real secret sauce comes from the grades, NTK's SX3 and SX9 inserts.
SX3 is NTK's first recommendation when machining HRSA. It's designed to handle a wide range of conditions, from roughing with scale to semi-finishing, and it delivers high-efficiency milling. It combines toughness and wear resistance, making it ideal for commonly used heat-resistant alloys like Inconel 718 and newer generation materials like Rene.
In milling, SX3 operates at 2,000 to 4,000 SFM, with feeds of 0.004 to 0.006 inch per tooth. All dry, no coolant required. The ceramic is based on Cylon technology, where silicon nitride combined with aluminum and oxygen provides both impact resistance and excellent heat tolerance.
So SX3 is really the flexible go-to choice.
SX9 is optimized for roughing, especially when machining heat-resistant alloys with heavy scale. It offers the best thermal shock resistance among NTK's ceramic grades and outperforms Whisker ceramics in notch and flank wear resistance. It also has superior toughness, ideal for challenging milling and turning operations.
SX9 runs at 1,500 to 3,500 ESFM in milling, with feeds of 0.004 to 0.006 inch per tooth, also dry cutting.
So SX3, when versatility and wear resistance are needed, SX9, when toughness and thermal shock resistance are key.
Real-world results back this up. NTK conducted a direct comparison milling wasp alloy combustion casing. Their JRF cutter with SX9 negative inserts had 5 teeth at 1 1/4 diameter, running at 78 inches per minute. The competitor's positive insert cutter could only manage 47 inches per minute and suffered double the tool wear.
That's a 32% tooling cost reduction, not even counting the time savings.
And since the JRF uses double-sided negative inserts, shops get 6 usable cutting edges per insert, reducing insert changes and lowering total cost per part.
That's a serious bottom-line improvement.
This success isn't limited to aerospace. Shops machining generator parts, turbines, and even medical components are adopting the JRF cutter for the same reasons: faster cycle times, longer tool life, and lower tooling costs.
For any shop machining HRSA materials, testing the JRF cutter with either the SX3 or SX9 inserts is a smart move.
This isn't just an upgrade, it's a complete rethink of how HRSA milling should be approached.
That wraps up this episode. Please check out NTK's JRF cutter and the SX3 and SX9 ceramic grades at ntkcuttingtools.com/US.